You are Locked On Fantasy, your daily NFL fantasy podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Locked On Fantasy Football Podcast. As usual, I'm your host, Vinny Iron, and I'm not doing this. I'm writing about NFL and fantasy football for SportingNews.com. We've got all kinds of articles up there to help you dominate your draft. Of course, you get the rankings, you get the do not draft list, the potential bust, snake draft strategy tips, and rookie rankings from me, comparing Yahoo and ESPN rankings, all that good stuff. Today we're going to break down one of those articles, and it's focusing on the sleepers, and it's not just guys that you find in deeper rounds, but the best value picks by average draft position and the consensus expert rankings that you can check out there at Fantasy Pros. So trying to get a finger on the pulse of where players are going in drafts and what players are not being taken as high as they should be here. And we're going to use half point PPR for that. We're going to also look at all positions there, the key skill positions, quarterback, running back, wide receiver, and tight end. So we'll go through all those positions here on today's show. It's action packed here, so we'll dive right into it pretty soon for you. Before we do that, I got to tell you, today's episode is brought to you by BetOnline. BetOnline is, you cover the season with more props, odds, and lines than ever before. BetOnline, where the game starts. All right, time to dive right in, and we'll start at quarterback here. These are the undervalued players, and we're going through the positions. So we'll go quarterback, running back, wide receiver, and tight end through our first segment here. We'll talk only quarterback, so we'll focus on them first. And we know whether you're in a super flex league or a 2QB league or just the standard 1QB league, you're looking for the best values you can get and guys that are going to really deliver with high returns on their investment. So let's start right away. And Tom Brady is a value pick already. I mean, this is incredible that he's not going anywhere near his QB3 finish from last season. He's going around QB10. I think it's going up a little bit to QB8 right now. He's in the 80s overall, early 80s, when you look at the overall fantasy football draft board. Now, I think people are looking at Tom Brady, the loss of Ryan Jensen at center, that there's a little bit of concern over that, not having Rob Gronkowski in the lineup, Chris Godwin on the mend here. But you look at the replenishing of the weapons here. You got Russell Gage, you got Julio Jones, the two former Falcons in the mix. You still have Cameron Brady at tight end. Kyle Rudolph, it's like the rookie Rashad White can support Leonard Fournette in catching passes out of the backfield. And this is still a pass-first team. I think some people are looking at Todd Bowles. Are they going to get running game, defense-minded? No, it's Tom Brady. They're going to keep moving the ball around the field. He's got a strong baseline with Mike Evans, probably headed for double-digit touchdowns and 1,000 yards. So you're looking at already 25% of the way home for Tom Brady with one player, and he's going to make it work with these other players here. So Brady, I think his value is starting to go up. If you're drafting now, he's a good value. But don't forget about him. People are hyped on Joe Burrow. They're looking at different quarterbacks as well, the running quarterbacks, Kyler Murray and Jalen Hurts. Those guys might not run as much. Buccaneers are going to be throwing the ball a lot. So Tom Brady, first value pick. Hard to believe that, but the GOAT is going in a good spot on the board right now. And there's too many people dropping him down. The current GOAT, the active GOAT right now, who's playing at the highest level at quarterback, is Aaron Rodgers, back-to-back MVP. He's going around 9,300, but get this, he's going as low as QB14, folks. And this is crazy. So look at QB6. You had a top half QB1. So Devontae Adams, Marquez Valdes-Scantling, we get it. It's the injuries as well this year. The rookie Christian Watson and Sammy Watkins not being healthy. But Romeo Doubs, he's found another guy to throw to. Robert Tonyan's going to be on the mend. He's got two very good receiving backs there in Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon. It's a very smooth offense here for him. And he can still get it done. Even if the touchdowns regress a little bit, he's not going to have the interception, so he's not going to have a lot of negative points there. He's still going to have pretty high volume here. And he's not going to maybe be astronomical and get to those 4,500 yards passing, but the numbers are going to be there, and I think he'll still get 30-plus TD passes. And that's what you're looking for there for the most part as your threshold as a QB1. And that's a 12-team leaguer there that you can put in there in your starting lineups, and most weeks Rodgers still has that value. So really criminally undervalued here. He's going 12th, 13th round in some drafts. That's insane for Aaron Rodgers. So just wait. You got the Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Matthew Stafford bit of a tier there that you're looking at. And Trey Lance, he's ranked there pretty high, and he's falling in to the QB1s on the back end. He's also a steal here. I mean, you look at the running quarterbacks. Again, don't invest in that Murray Hurts. Even Prescott, I like him, but I think it's a little too rich for me there in the fifth round or even to take him that high behind the Lamar Jackson and the Justin Herbert range and Joe Burrow, a little bit overrated we talked about. But Trey Lance still going a little bit undervalued. I think this is when you need to get in on him as soon as you can, because this guy can put it all together. There's parallels to Robert Griffin III in the fantasy season he had as a rookie in 2012. Really, there's one big fantasy football season in the NFL there for Kyle Shanahan and Mike Shanahan. So there's a lot of parallels there. Lance looked fantastic in the preseason. He's got the job. There's no question about it. So last year we were speculating and taking him high as a mid QB2, but there's no speculation here. He's starting over Jimmy Garoppolo. He's got to get more value than that. And then look at Derek Carr also. I mean, you get Devontae Adams. So you think with Carr getting Adams, that would bump him up quite a bit as he finishes a borderline QB1 last year. But he's not getting enough value. So if Rodgers is being way dropped, then Carr is kind of not being bumped up enough here. So there are different situations. But when you look at Derek Carr, 103, 109, he's going in that range here in your draft. So pretty late here as you look at ninth round. That's a very good value for a potential starting quarterback. So he was right there with Darren Waller and Hunter Renfrow. You add Adams to the mix, Josh McDaniels, better offense overall, Carr also being undervalued. So that's a real good target there. If you see Stafford going early in your draft, but you see Brady, Rodgers, Lance, and Carr dropping, that's where you can target a quarterback. Now let's get into the QB2s here. Justin Fields, I still think, is being overlooked. He didn't have a great preseason. I think he's going to stay cheap here for you. A lot of people just are not high, and this is what we call a post-hype sleeper. So Fields was really touted last year, but he didn't start out of the gate over Andy Dalton. That's not going to be the issue this year over Trevor Siemian. He's going to be a starter. He's got a high running floor. It's a better offense overall. You still have two key targets there that you're looking for, Darnell Mooney and Cole Kmet. We'll see when Byron Pringle comes back healthy there to be a key third target. So look at that, the checkdowns, the running floor, all that, being able to throw downfield. Justin Fields should have a much more productive year two and valuable in fantasy. And, of course, the high floor from the rushing volume that's about to follow. All right, Matt Ryan, a little bit deeper, didn't look good in the preseason either starting his game, but good weapons overall, starting with Michael Pittman Jr. He likes to check down the back, so Nyheim Hines and Jonathan Taylor can be factors there. You got Alec Pierce and Paris Campbell, and also the tight ends are starting to become a factor. Jelani Woods, the rookie, is someone to watch, but Mo Alie-Cox is there. So good diverse offense, and we saw Carson Wentz finish pretty high there is a QB 14. So I don't think Matt Ryan is just going to be parallel to what he was in Atlanta. Things were pretty awful for him at the end there. I think he's rejuvenated a little bit, so much higher than QB 20. You're going to have a pretty solid QB 2 there in Matt Ryan. Zach Wilson, unfortunately, had that injury. Thankfully, it was not a torn ACL, a knee injury that he suffered against the Eagles in the preseason opener. Same knee, however, as last year that cost him some games. So it's something you look at with Zach Wilson. The support is really good. The offensive system is great. He's got the same system as Tua Tagovailoa, and he arguably has better overall weapons, even though Tua has Tyreek Hill. So something you look at, and then Tua's going much richer here as a QB1. Where you look at Zach Wilson, he's going in a good value spot. I think the injury might actually even make him a better value. You're not looking with Zach Wilson as a someone you're going to rely upon to start quickly. He's got some upside, so you're going to stash him in the back half of your draft. So there you go. There's a start by looking at the quarterbacks there that are undervalued here in fantasy football based on where they're going in drafts and where they're ranked in the expert consensus rankings there in Fantasy Pros. We'll get into our next segment. We'll look at running backs and tight ends. Then we'll close the show looking at the wide receiver draft values that you should look at. Just underrated players and where they're going. Doesn't matter if they're early in drafts or very late. These are just players I like all across the board that can help your fantasy team dominate here in 2022. Before we do that, I got to tell you about BetterHelp. And really, we're all looking for advice in our lives to make it better. We're always trying to make improvements to other things, our house, our car. But what about ourselves? We need to think about ourselves and get us right here. And it's been tough the last few years here. So really, life can throw us curveballs all the time. And it's tough. We're just again through every day sometimes. So don't worry. There's plenty of people that can help you, and BetterHelp is here to do that for you. I'm dedicated to therapy, and it really helps me reset my life a little bit, get it back on track when things are not going the way we expect. And you have to have some help to guide you through that. And BetterHelp is going to provide you with that, with a therapist that you're going to connect with, and they're going to help you get through life and come out on the other side a little bit better. And that's why we call it BetterHelp. And it's the best thing here that's available to you online. It's professional therapy done securely over the internet, available to everyone worldwide. You can log into your account anytime and send a message to your therapist. You can schedule weekly video or phone sessions, so you don't have to be on camera if you don't want to. And getting therapy every week is as easy as a few clicks on your laptop or phone. With therapy, you can take a few tries to find the right fit for you. BetterHelp makes it easy and free to change therapists if you need. It's more affordable than traditional offline therapy, and financial aid is available. BetterHelp, a great way to invest in yourself. Visit their website and read their testimonials that are posted daily. Just fantastic reviews here, BetterHelp. They're going to help your life exactly the way you would like. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they're recruiting additional therapists in all 50 states. And they have a special offer for you, the listener to Locked On Fantasy Football. Get 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/LockedOn. That's 10% off your first month of online therapy at BetterHelp. That's H-E-L-P, BetterHelp.com/LockedOn. All right, it is time to continue the show here on Locked On Fantasy Football and break down the best value picks there across the board in fantasy football. So we're going to focus our next segment here on running backs and tight ends. Now, we talked about this player in my fantasy football draft plan that he's going underrated. I think he should go pretty quickly after Jonathan Taylor goes at number one overall. It's Najee Harris of the Steelers. Finished as RB4 and half point PPR. Why is he going at eight? I don't get it here. It's a little bit of a mystery. I get people are looking at the young quarterback situation, but I think this offensive line is better. I think the offense overall is better. I think they have more dangerous weapons. I think you're going to get a running element that's going to help a running back there from your quarterback, either from Mitchell Trubisky or Kenny Pickett. So Harris is going to get massive volume. He's got young, strong legs. He was very durable with a high volume last year. I want youth and volume here, feature backs, and I want to go there. So Christian McCaffrey, I don't get it. Austin Eckler had some durability issues. He could be a little bit more of a timeshare. Derrick Henry coming off a major foot injury. So there's a strong case that Harris could be number two overall, the number two running back as well. He's going at 8-8 at the position. I don't like it at all. Way underrated there for Najee Harris. So if I got a first-round pick and it's not Taylor and I'm picking in the first half, I'm definitely targeting Najee Harris in drafts, underrated for sure. Ezekiel Elliott has kind of been dumped on quite a bit here. People just don't believe he's an RB1 anymore, even though he finished as an upper half RB1 last year and a very disappointing season, because he's going to be a consistent scorer. That is fine. That's what he's going to do. The Cowboys are going to score a lot of points. He's the closing back of choice over Tony Pollard. He's not going to have that reception stole that we love, but the scoring is going to be there. People are afraid of that, but Cowboys are going to put Zeke in position to score a lot. We've also noticed that Dak Prescott not scoring as many touchdowns or running in the red zone, so that's going to help Elliott as well. So really good value as an RB2, and he's as durable as they come, and Pollard's presence helps there. So I'd much rather have Ezekiel Elliott there as my high-end RB2 than Saquon Barkley and players like that that have those durability issues there, or Alvin Kamara, who right now is facing a suspension at some point this season. We know Aaron Jones is a bit underrated. I think he's another guy that you can look at, but he's still going expected in the top RB1 category. A.J. Dillon is being underrated a little bit as a running back. People have him dropped into the RB3s. He was actually RB21 last year. His ranking is in the 50s, so I think that's still underrated. I think he has standalone value from Aaron Jones. They're going to lean on the running backs quite a bit. Dillon proved he was a complete back last year, could catch passes and add some value to himself there. He's a good touchdown scorer as well. I think they'll have a lot of scores on the ground to complement what Rodgers does. So I like Dillon a lot, and not just as a handcuff to Jones. I think you can target him independently. Ramondre Stevenson is another player that I'm targeting a lot of drafts. His value is continuing to go up here. He is in the top 100. His ADP was at 97. His ranking is 88. So the industry is a little bit ahead on where he was going. This is what we last checked here on these guys. So look at Ramondre. He's got a big role opportunity with James White retiring here. Najee Harris, we know him out of Alabama. We have Damien Harris ahead of Ramondre Stevenson, but Damien is not the same workhorse as Najee. So Stevenson, good power back, good receiving back, good swing back overall. He's going to get key touches. The Patriots figure to stay run heavy here to support Mac Jones in year two. Now, these two next guys, I'll put them together because it's similar philosophy on both. Ken Walker III for the Seahawks, ranked 89, 90 in that range, going in the same place in draft. James Cook, his ADP is 104 and his ranking is 104. Two rookies here that we look at. Love both of these guys in college. Walker at Michigan State, James Cook at Georgia. They are drafted for very specific roles. The Seattle offense looks to be run heavy. Rashad Penny's already banged up. Surprise, surprise. We said avoid Penny. Penny's too rich here. I'd rather go for Walker. And it's interesting. Walker in some drafts is going ahead of Penny. I like that value still. There's a few picks ahead. So Kenneth Walker, I love this kid. They drafted him for a reason. They knew kind of Chris Carson was at the end. They knew Penny was a durability risk. They're going to give him every opportunity to go beast mode here as Seattle kind of goes old school and loads up in the running game here. James Cook, we know what his role is going to be. They don't throw to Devin Singletary. They don't trust Zach Moss in that role. They want Cook to be dynamic and give them a good change of pace. They can catch the ball. But Devin Singletary is also just a guy. He grinded and made some good numbers last year, but Singletary also with durability issues, so I'm going to go with the better value of the younger player with Walker and Cook, and let's throw Kenneth Gainwell in that mix right now. His ADP is 136, really low. His ranking is 126. The Eagles really like Gainwell. He was, remember, their scoring back of choice early last season when they were pass happy team. They turned into a run-heavy team, and Jalen Hurts pilfered a lot of touchdowns. Hurts is not going to run as much this year. They want to open up the offense with A.J. Brown, so Gainwell is going to get some more opportunities in scoring position here. Sanders, this new coaching staff, has been lukewarm. Sanders didn't have a touchdown at all last year. And I think Gainwell is a better receiver as well. So good value there as someone who could lead the Philadelphia backfield there. Again, ADP of 136, the ranking around there, the 130. So well after the 10th round, he can be had for a very good value here. Now the last guy is another rookie we're going to explore here after Walker and Cook. It's Tyler Allgeier. He's going at 139. His ranking is pretty low, 147. This Falcons backfield is in flux here with Cordarrelle Patterson maybe needed more in receiving role. He wore down last year. He's on the other side of 30. You have only Damian Williams stepping into the way of Allgeier to have a key role here. This is going to be a power back type offense here. We know what Arthur Smith likes to do, wants to recreate some of the things they do in Tennessee, be run heavy. And you got to be run heavy. Drake London has banged up, the first-round rookie wide receiver. Marcus Mariota operates best with a traditional running game. You can see some running from him and Desmond Ridder if they have to pivot there. So Allgeier is someone you can look at. He could definitely lead this backfield for the Falcons, and no one would be surprised. All right, let's turn our attention to tight ends to close the segment. Dalton Schultz is where I'm entering a tight end. And when I say that, I'm entering their tight end if I can't get Travis Kelce or Mark Andrews where I want in round one or round two is good values there. Those are the guys I really want on my team. I've had Kelce and Andrews. When I have them on my team, I usually have some big success here. But if I can't get Kelce or Andrews, Kyle Pitts is not bad in the third round, but I think I'd rather wait out a little bit. You got Darren Waller and George Kittle on that tier. You also have TJ Hawkinson following there after Kelce and Andrews, so I'm going to wait. He's the tight end 3 from last year. It's Dalton Schultz. I really like the value right now. His ADP is 64, so going in the 6th round right now, tight end. That's a very good value for Schultz. I don't see why Schultz's role changes all that much, especially with Amari Cooper gone. The Cowboys trust him. He had a big year last year. Good scoring guy that they look at if they're not running in with Zeke Elliott. Schultz is going to be a key target there. CeeDee Lamb, not the big touchdown guy yet. So Schultz, really like him. Good talent. Got the franchise tag for a reason. The Cowboys are in on him. Now, Zach Ertz, you look at the parallels to last year when DeAndre Hopkins was down second half after the trade. Ertz is a key target there for Kyler Murray. And him and AJ Green, the veterans are going to stand out. That's why I'm fading Hollywood Brown a little bit. You don't have much health at tight end otherwise here, but Ertz was an integral part of this offense. They would have re-upped him for multiple seasons if not. So rejuvenating this offense, I do like Zach Ertz quite a bit there, especially the ADP of 95, ranking of 92. So almost in the hundreds. Speaking of the hundreds, Pat Freiermuth, again, what do you get from a young quarterback or a shaky quarterback throwing a lot to the tight end and throwing a lot to the running back? That's why we love Harris. Freiermuth here working in the middle of the field. So there's been a lot of buzz about George Pickens, and he's kind of a big slot that you look at. Chase Claypool and Deontay Johnson, there's quite a few mouths to feed here, but Freiermuth could be a big red zone target. Keep in mind, in general, tight end can be a touchdown-dependent situation, so you're okay. You don't care how the numbers come. And we said, if a guy scores touchdowns, what does that mean? I mean, if you look at half-point PPR, you get 6 points. What is that? That means that it's a 12-catch performance to get that those 6 points, and that's hard to do. And then you also look at 60 yards. I mean, is it easier to get 60 yards or is it easier to get the touchdown? So Freiermuth being a touchdown dependent guy is okay, especially when you're looking at the borderline tight end ones. Cole Kmet is another guy that I really love here. He didn't score last year, much like Miles Sanders. He's the Miles Sanders of tight ends, but he got enough volume. It's there, the numbers, and target support is there to say he's going to come through with Justin Fields. Again, their wide receiver core is a little question mark. Kmet is in the top two, so really like his value right now. ADP, well lower than his ranking, 135, and 114 is his ranking. So Kmet, Notre Dame tight ends profile well in the NFL. He's overdue to have a big year. Kmet does it here with no Jimmy Graham to speak of. Irv Smith Jr., Tyler Conklin had some decent numbers last year, and he was just in a part-time role. They didn't really expand his role too much here behind the three wide receivers. I think that could change here. The Kevin O'Connell offense is Dalvin Cook, and the running game sets up the passing game a little bit more. Smith, it could also emerge and be a key touchdown scorer as Adam Thielen continues to fade a little bit. So like the value coming back from the knee injury. Really deep, nice dart throw there. Then you look at Cameron Brate. Everyone is just off Cameron Brate. I think some people look at the Buccaneers having too many people to look at there, including the rookie Cade Otton at tight end. And then now Kyle Rudolph, the newcomer. And then you look at the three wide receiver sets, the 11 personnel with Russell Gage complementing Evans and Godwin. But Brooke Cameron Brate is a very good value here, really late draft. So 283, that's just not giving him justice. He belongs in the top 200, a little bit higher than that. So again, Brate could be just dependent on those short touchdowns. But again, it's Tom Brady. They like to throw a lot in the red zone. So Brate has been adept at that. Going back to the early days with Jameis Winston when he kind of emerged on the scene in fantasy, Brate had good chemistry with Brady before the Gronkowski situation happened. So Brate just being treated as an afterthought in fantasy is just kind of silly at this point in fantasy football drafts. All right, that looks at your running backs and tight ends there that are the value picks on the board here for fantasy football in 2022 as we talk sleepers and value picks here on this Monday edition of Locked On Fantasy Football. We will close the show looking at the wide receivers, the buzzy position, and we want to look for the best value there as we go wide receiver one, wide receiver two, wide receiver three. Before we do that, it was good to see that football was back with the NFL preseason, and we had all the teams in action finally in week one of the preseason. Week two is just around the corner here, more games in action to get in on. BetOnline.net is the fastest and easiest way to check in on all your betting needs. Find your favorite sports events at the number one online source for odds, lines, and games. Find reviews and news of every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sporting wager information. From live in-game betting, scores, and podcasts, they have you covered. Head to BetOnline today or use the mobile device to learn more about the action happening today. NFL just around the corner again for real, but we have two more weeks of preseason. Get in on that action there, and BetOnline is going to take care of you there. BetOnline, that's where you want to get in on the games. BetOnline, where the game starts. All right, it is time to close the show. Our look at drafts. Sleepers and fantasy football for 2022. Good value picks across the board here. So let's close the show looking at wide receivers. Yes, we want to find the guys that can really give us the best return on investments. And we'll start with a trio of Mikes and, well, one Michael and two Mikes. Well, they're all Michaels. You're looking at Mike Evans of the Buccaneers. He's going only at 23, 26 in some drafts. So he's going in the third round. This is a guy that's as consistent as they get. He's a 1,000-yard machine. He's a double-digit touchdown machine. He's been that here with Tom Brady for sure. And look at the factors. Chris Godwin on the mend. All that stuff. Gronkowski being lost. these are reasons. So I would love a Mike Evans, Tom Brady season-long stack in a lot of leagues this year. And again, he's being undervalued. I would take him ahead of Tyreek Hill. I might take him out of Keenan Allen, those type of players here. A.J. Brown and him, it's debatable. So Mike Evans in a great spot to continue producing. One of the most underrated receivers, really, in the last few years, this whole decade. He's very consistent. I know it's not monster and he doesn't go big over 1,000 yards, but it's money in the bank and that's a floor for him. And you love those type of players for sure in fantasy football. Michael Pittman Jr. is next. He's going in the third round, 36, the end of that round. I think he has the potential to finish in the top 12. Keep in mind, there's some parallels to Calvin Ridley and his role in the Colts offense in relation to Matt Ryan, his quarterback here. So there's those numbers and the touchdowns. Again, that is something you have to factor. Pittman is going to get some good looks in the touchdown area. He had 6 last year. I would expect that to bump up here. I would expect him to shoot up from 1,000 yards barely. I think he'll shoot into the 1,200, 1,300 range. I think his catches are also going to go up from 88. It's a healthy number to begin with. So Pittman finished really strong last year. Again, going really underrated. I think he's a wide receiver one candidate for sure. Very strong to do that. Mike Williams, again, the buzz was last year. Great season, 76 catches, 1,146 yards and 9 scores last year. He's really the number one to me. Keenan Allen is kind of fading a little bit. He's kind of a slot receiver. He's not guaranteed to be the 1,000-yard guy. He's not a big touchdown guy. Mike Williams is the big play guy and the scoring guy for Justin Herbert. Love that value here in relation to Keenan Allen. Courtland Sutton, I'm not high on Jerry Jeudy. Tim Patrick is down. So Courtland Sutton, I think, is going to be Russell Wilson's favorite target by far. There's a little bit of DK Metcalf into his game in terms of size, being able to go up and get the ball, stretch the field as well. Courtland Sutton looking good from his torn ACL from early last season, which is good. He's had a lot of time to mend here. I love the size and speed. This is the type of receiver we love in fantasy football. So very good value here as a potential wide receiver one here, going deep into the wide receiver twos, is Courtland Sutton, ADP of 57. He's ranked 44th, so really good value there. Allen Robinson, remember, this is around the place, the fifth, sixth round, where Cooper Kupp was almost falling into. People took him a little bit earlier than that, but he ended up as the dominant wide receiver one overall. I'm not saying Robinson's going to follow that here this season because of Cooper Kupp being on the same team, but he's a big touchdown scorer. He can be. They want to use him in the red zone quite a bit for Matthew Stafford. Good all-around receiver we've seen. When he's motivated, he had 2 big years with the Bears here. So I really like Allen Robinson in this Rams offense. They don't have a lot of targets in a high-volume passing game. They're with Van Jefferson on the mend, some other young receivers that are good for depth. But there's going to be a lot of trust in Allen Robinson. It was a good priority signing there, the shaky Robert Woods and Odell Beckham Jr. situations. 2 guys with knee injuries. They moved on from both of them. Rams, I think, made a great pivot to Allen Robinson. So some vacated targets and numbers that are right there for Robinson to take in Los Angeles. Darnell Mooney is another guy I love here this season. He's ranked 61st in half-point PPR. He's going 74th. That's not good. That means he's going in the 7th round. What a good value Darnell Mooney is right now. He's the clear number one. He has good chemistry with Justin Fields. This Bears team is going to be throwing a ton here this season. So think about that. Darnell Mooney in a great spot. Sometimes you have to look at the lesser passing games and say, okay, this is the alpha by far on these teams. And look at Darnell Mooney, Cole Kmet. These guys are going to get a lot of targets here from Justin Fields. Elijah Moore is next on my list, a secondary receiver that I love here. Look at his ADP, 84. He's ranked 73rd. I think it's not doing him justice here. I get it that Corey Davis and Garrett Wilson are there. Elijah Moore is an absolute stud. He's doing some Odell-like things with his catches. He got it done with multiple quarterbacks. That could be the case again this season if Joe Flacco has to start for Zach Wilson. He's going to be the favorite target for any quarterback. He's also scheme and route versatile here, so a little bit of that Debo Samuel in him in this 49er-style offense the Jets have. So Elijah Moore, love him. I want him on every team possible here. He's not a wide receiver 3, folks. He's a high-end wide receiver 2, and that's how he should be going. Rashad Bateman, similar to Darnell Mooney, except the Ravens are a little bit better offense and a run-heavy team here. So you look at Bateman. I mean, there are some vacated targets. Hollywood Brown, there's some buzz about James Proche here, but Look, it's going to be a lot of Bateman and Andrews when Lamar Jackson puts the ball up. Bateman had some good moments last year when he had the opportunity to be in a key role. Flashed a lot. He's a first-round pick. The pedigree is there for Rashad Bateman. His ADP is 88. He's ranked 63, so good value there as the industry is right on Rashad Bateman. Again, maybe a little skeptical about this offense and Lamar Jackson, but I would not be. Bateman and Andrews complement each other's games. I think Bateman does that a little bit better even than Hollywood Brown. Russell Gage, another guy. Attach yourself to Tom Brady. It's going to be good. We'll see about Godwin playing early, but everyone seems to be on Julio Jones a little bit more than Russell Gage and taking him a little bit too high. Gage is maybe going a little too low. His ADP is 110. His ranking is 118. Overall, I think people are just sleeping on him. Gage is a pretty good overall receiver. Tom Brady trusts him. He threw a lot to that spot with Antonio Brown. So if there's a reality number two, number three situation for Russell Gage, it's going to pay off here for him big time with numbers. We look at a pair of Moores, more. We have Sky Moore and Rondell Moore. We'll take those together. ADP 137 for Sky Moore. He's ranked 123rd. I'm not really buying Juju Smith-Schuster or Marquez Valdes-Scantling as the key targets. They're going to kind of negate each other as veterans there. MVS is going to be big play dependent. Juju is going to be more of a big slot. I think Sky Moore, when you look at who profiles best versus Mecole Hardman to replace the production of Tyreek Hill, you would say it is Sky Moore. So good value there for the rookie. Loved what he did in college, so he's the Elijah Moore of what I'm looking at this season, this type of receiver. So I love that he can be an alpha here for one of the best quarterbacks in the game, top three quarterback at worst. Patrick Mahomes is arguably number one here in this league. So Moore, yeah, you want to attach yourself to a Patrick Mahomes there. Now, Rondell Moore is attached to Kyler Murray, but let's look at this situation. We talked about Zach Ertz being a key target from last year. Rondell Moore has been tabbed for the Christian Kirk role, and Kirk had some good productions last year. AJ Green getting a little bit older. Hollywood Brown still trying to establish some chemistry, reestablish it with Kyler Murray, and is more of a deep threat. Chase Edmonds is gone, so Rondell Moore is a hybrid running back, wide receiver. Those positions are hot right now. I think they're going to look at Rondell Moore, get him the ball in space a little bit better. So I think they did some of that to some degree last year. I don't think they did it enough here. So they need a complement to help James Conner replace Kirk, be that young dynamic playmaker that you can get open all over the field on short to intermediate routes, make things happen after the catch. Rondell Moore, they'll do it. So I think there'll be a little bit better reality to fans to see tradition and translation here with Rondell Moore in 2022. Finally, the last wide receiver we'll bring up that's a value pick, and finally, he's going in the top 200. Now, still the industry has ranked him way too low, 279 here. His ADP is 196. I still think you can go higher than that and go for it. I mean, look at Alan Lazard. There's nobody that interested in Alan Lazard. I mean, they're not taking him any higher than wide receiver 4. Christian Watson has just been an afterthought with his injury here as the draft pick with a lot of buzz from the combine. Sammy Watkins, what has he done? Randall Cobb, he's ancient at this point. So who else is there? It's Romeo Doubs here. Worthy buzz, and that's how you say his name, Doubs versus Dubs. Whatever you call it, Doubs, Dubs. He's indubitably the top receiver right now for Aaron Rodgers. He's worked with him quite a bit in training camp. That's the biggest thing we know. Aaron Rodgers has to develop a trust with you to throw the ball to you in key situations to put up fantasy football points, and there's no question that Romeo Doubs has taken full advantage of that opportunity with Watson on the mend. So we were all on Watson early for good reason. He buzzed at the combine and had a big time there, but he's faded quite a bit as the injury has lingered here into the offseason, into the preseason. Well, yeah, Doubs taking full advantage of that. He looked really good in his first preseason action. I don't think it's just hype here. They need to use as many playmakers as possible as they reset it without Adams and MVS. And another reason why you shouldn't be too down on Aaron Rodgers. So full circle to what we were talking about at quarterbacks with value picks earlier in the show. All right, there you have it. There's a look at my sleepers and best value picks across the board. Underrated players, the most underrated players there by their current average draft position or ADP, and overall ranking there in half-point PPR for the 2022 season. So thanks so much for listening and making Locked On Fantasy Football your first listen. Now make your second listen, Locked On NFL. We're covering the entire league here, the flagship show here to do that, as our team of correspondents are giving you great insight with their beat report shows on the network. But we bring it all together with the experts inside looking at the league as a whole from a reality perspective on Locked On NFL. For Locked On Fantasy Football, this has been Vinny Iyer. Have a great day. We'll see you as we continue our look at more fantasy football draft strategy here on our show this week. Looking forward to that. Sleepers, check them out. Go take advantage of them in your drafts here in 2022.